我们这个宣道月的第一天。
Today is the first Sunday of our mission month.
我们本来这个一年一度的宣道月是在这个夏天举行的。
Originally, our mission month was held in the summer month.
后来因为我们要搬房子啊，还有一些其他的事情，所以就把这个宣道月就拖到九月份来。
Due to the fact that we are moving to new church building and some other things, we delayed it to the month of September.
原来这个主日是准备替我们的 Mary 姊妹留下来的。
And originally, we planned to reserve this Sunday for our sister Mary Liang.
可是因为她的手续还没办好，同时在那边一些事务也没有结束。
Because of her application still in process and there are still other things being delayed there.
所以这个空缺就由我来补上。
So I fill the vacancy for her.
在那个我们的这个传单上面讲，我讲是当地的宣道事工。
In the brochure that we hand out this month, I'm going to talk about the local mission.
其实我今天要讲的是我为什么把我的工作放下来，在教会里的全时间的服侍主。
And actually, what I'm going to tell you today is why I give up my job and will become full-time to serve the Lord here.
有一些的弟兄姊妹们已经听过我的见证。
Some of the brothers here already listened to my testimony before.
所以对于那些弟兄姊妹们，就请你稍微忍耐一点。
So for those, we ask for your patience.
也同时在过去这一个月里头，我在主的面前常常的思想。
And for the last month, I have always think before the Lord.
而且也已经有了两天全时间侍奉的经历。
And already I have 2 days as a full-time worker's experiences.
所以也有一点新的东西跟你们分享。
So I should have something new to share with you.
请我们翻到哥林多后书。
Let's turn to the Second Corinthians.
这是我刚刚在两分钟以前才想起来要读这一段经文。
I just about think about this Bible verses about 2 minutes ago.
哥林多后书第六章。
Second Corinthians chapter 6.
这一段是保罗讲到一个侍奉主的人。他的光景是怎么样？
This is the place where Paul described the worker of the Lord, their situation.
我相信保罗写这些话的时候，他心里面有各种的感慨。
I think when Apostle Paul write these Bible verses, his heart is kind of mixed feelings.
他觉得做一个主的仆人是十分值得骄傲的。
He felt that as a worker of the Lord is really something proud.
而且他一方面也知道做主的仆人在世人的眼光中是一种什么样子的情况。
And you also know what is the status from a worldly people's point of view as a worker of the Lord.
哥林多后书第六章第三节到第十节。
From verse 3 to verse 10.
我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤。
Giving no cause for the offense in anything in order that the ministry be not be discredited.
反倒在各样的事上表明自己是上帝的用人，就如在许多的忍耐、患难、穷乏、困苦、鞭打、监禁、扰乱、勤劳、警醒、不时。
But in everything commending ourselves as servant of the Lord in much endurance,in afflictions, in hardships, in distress, in beating, in imprisonment, in labor, in sleepless, in hunger.
廉洁、知识、恒忍、恩慈、圣灵的感化、无畏的爱心。
In purity, in knowledge, in patience, in kindness, in the Holy Spirit, in genuine love.
真实的道理，上帝的大能，仁义的兵器。在左在右。
In the word of truth, in the power of God, by the weapons of righteousness for the right hand and for the left.
荣耀羞辱，恶名美名，似乎是诱惑人的，却是诚实的。
By glory and dishonor, by evil reports and good report, regarded as deceivers and yet true.
似乎不为人所知，却是人所共知的。似乎要死，却是活着的。似乎受责罚，却是不至丧命的。
As unknown yet well known, as dying yet behold, we live, as punished yet not put to death, as sorrowful yet always rejoicing.
似乎忧愁，却是常常快乐的。似乎贫穷，却是叫许多人富足的。似乎一无所有，却是样样都有的。
As poor yet make many rich, as having nothing yet possessing all things.
我读这些的经文，希望有一些可怜我的、爱我的弟兄姊妹朋友们能够替我喜乐。
I read those Bible verses to you that in order those friends that have been pitiful for me that can be joyful with me.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，但愿下面的话语都能够荣你的名，都能够造就我们的朋友跟弟兄姊妹们。
Lord, we pray that the word I'm going to talk about will praise your name and be edified to brothers and sisters.
愿你在我们当中欢喜快乐。
We pray that you will mount us and your heart may be pleased.
我们这样的祈求祷告，靠耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
我在离开公司以前
，Before I left my company，
因为我在两个地方都有办公室。
Because I have offices in two locations。
所以有一个地方的一些朋友们，他们就发动要替我有一个欢送会。
So one of the location officers, my colleagues want to have a farewell party.
结果另外一个地方的朋友们知道了，说我们也来一个。
So the other location get that information, say, well, we want to have another one.
我就觉得这是一个很好的机会。
I feel this is a very good opportunity.
因为过去这么多年一起同工，也没有太多的机会跟他们传福音。
I feel that for the past so many years we have been working together, we don't have much opportunity to share the gospel.
总是觉得在工作的地方传福音可能不是挺妥当。
I always feel it's not proper to preach gospel in the place where I work.
同时我也知道，我从前在一些的地方可能。不太荣耀神。
I know that maybe in some other places I may not bring glory to God.
我希望借这个机会跟我的那些朋友跟同事们能够表明我的心意，一方面也向他们道歉。
And I would like to take this opportunity to express my feeling and also apologize to them.
那么在这种情况之下，我就在主的面前有了很多的祷告。
Under this circumstances, I have prayed before the Lord.
我要求主让我说我该说的。
I pray that Lord give me the words that I should speak.
我觉得有一件事情让我的心很受到感动。
I feel that one thing really touched my heart.
我做过了见证以后
，After I gave the testimony，
我每一个人就给他们一张单张。
I give a gospel tract to each and every one of them.
我说对不起，原谅我，我这是学习怎么样子做传道人。
I said, forgive me, I'm learning now how to be a full-time worker.
我发完了单张以后，有一个犹太的同事。
After I distributed all the gospel tract, there's a Jewish colleague.
他没有讲一句话，他跑到我面前来，抓着我的手，几乎把我的手骨头都要压断。
And without saying a word, he come to me and shake my hand and grasp my hand so firm, like going to break my bone.
我相信他听到的话，神的灵也感动了他。
I believe that after he heard the words, that God's word have touched his heart.
但是我要跟弟兄姊妹们讲的，就是在这一段，在没有参加这个西北会以前，我就在神的面前求神给我的话语。
And I'll tell you that in the period of when I'm praying before the Lord give me his words, while I'm preparing for this farewell party,
神提醒了我一件。我忘记了16年半的事情。
God reminds me of something that I have forgotten for 16 years and a half.
所以我在那一天我就把这个机密 就向我的同事们去分享。
And then at that opportunity I shared the secret with my colleagues.
这个机密啊，就是我当年为什么到 Cincinnati 来。
That's the secret where why that I came to Cincinnati that at that time.
我跟我的同事讲，也我的上司也在那里，我说你知道不知道我到 Cincinnati 来不是到这个公司来工作的。
I told them something. I said, you know something? I came to Cincinnati not come here for work for this company.
我到 Cincinnati 来是因为我知道神要我到 Cincinnati 来的。
The reason I come to Cincinnati because I know that God wants me to come to Cincinnati.
神要我在这里侍奉他。
God wants me to serve him here.
很可惜在16年半里头我就把这件事情都忘掉了。
It's rather pitiful that during the 16 year and a half, I kind of forget about this.
假如你要问我，你为什么现在把工作放下，要来全时间的侍奉主？
If you ask me why I want to give up my job and become a full-time preacher,
我只是说，这16年半以前神要我做的事情，我今天想起来了，现在在做。
I can tell you that I'm doing things that I should have done so 16 year and a half ago.
在我这个蒙恩以后不久
when I have become a Christian
那个带领我信主的一位弟兄就送了我一本书。
The person who brought me to the Lord, he gave me a book.
我上次提到了我没有带证据来。
Last time I mentioned, but I didn't show you the evidence.
今天把证据带来了。
Today I bring you the evidence.
你看了这本书的那个这个纸张，你就晓得年份相当的久了。
From the book, you see this is a rather a very old book.
这是一本讲到宋尚杰博士的一本书。
It's a book talk about Dr. Jiang Song.
讲到宋尚杰博士，他是在远东的神的火炬。
He is the flame of God in Far East.
我相信这位弟兄他送这本书给我是有深意的。
I believe that this brother gave me this book. He have his own purpose.
他希望圣灵借着这本书当年怎么样子感动宋博士，在今天也能够感动我。
He prayed that the spirit that touched the heart of Dr. Jiang Song can today the same way touch my heart.
很可惜他的那个心意啊是浪费掉了。
It's rather pitiful that his that kind of wish kind of going in vain.
因为这个像这个宋博士那样子出来侍奉主的意念，可说一直没有进入到我的心里头。
The heart like to admire like Dr. Jiang Song to come to serve the Lord, that kind of mind never enter into my heart.
我觉得那个是神特别呼召的几个人。
I feel that is a very particular ones that God has specially selected.
那我说什么？
And who am I?
所以我从来也没有想到说是我要把我的这个大学这个各种的证书丢到海里的出来侍奉主。
I don't feel like to throw away all my certificates and all my degrees, throw into the sea and come back to serve the Lord.
我觉得好像是一个天经地义的事情，带着工作出来侍奉主。
I feel it's very logical and very natural to person to bring to be a lay person to serve the Lord.
一方面生活可以过得相当的舒适。
On one hand, you can have a rather comfortable life.
一方面又可以让人家看到我很爱主。
And on the other hand, people will see this person really loves the Lord.
所以我觉得这样子的侍奉的确很好。
I feel this is a very beautiful way of serving.
而且我的确也觉得神并没有呼召所有的人都把工作放下出来侍奉主。
And I really don't feel that God will call everyone to give up their job and serve the Lord full time.
不过我也曾经问过这个问题。
But once I asked this kind of question also.
假如有一天大家都把工作放下出来侍奉主是个什么样子的情况？
What kind of situation it will be if every one of us we give up our life and our job to serve the Lord full time?
我相信，假如所有的信徒都把工作放下来，出来全时间的侍奉主。
I believe that if all the Christians they give up their life and they become full time to serve the Lord,
主耶稣基督马上就回来了。
I believe that's the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是我也看得出这个日子好像不是那样近。
And I can observe that the day is near.
我也看得出神也不是这样子在做工。
And I can see that's not the way that God functions.
那么在 1974年到1976年，我公司呢把我调到 Florida 去。
Between 74 and 76, I was relocated by the company to the state of Florida.
两年以后回到 Cincinnati。
And after 2 years, I returned back to Cincinnati.
我看到主很祝福我们的聚会。
I see that the Lord have been greatly blessed our meetings.
人数渐渐的增加。
Our numbers of people multiplied.
而且也慢慢地看到有许多牧养方面的工作没有这个没有做到。
And I can see a lot of areas in lack of the ministry in pastoring.
许多应该我们去探访的，我们没有时间去探访。
A lot of persons and brothers and sisters we should have been visited, but we don't. We didn't.
许多应该我们去慰问的，我们也没有时间去慰问。
A lot of people we have to send our regards, but we forgot to.
而且我们也一方面感觉到，虽然我们在主的面前追求在他的话语上有一点点的看见。
Although we feel that we are pursuing the word of God, we can see a little illuminations from the Lord.
但是也没有机会能够把主的话做一个有系统的一个研究。
But we don't have the opportunity to study God's word systematically.
所以总是觉得这样子的侍奉不能够让自己的心满足。
So always I feel this kind of serving the Lord cannot satisfy even my own heart.
但是一方面我也觉得若是我就把工作这样子随便的放下来。
But I feel if I just give up my job randomly,
也许我把自己看得太高。
Maybe I overestimate myself.
难不成神的国里的必须要有我这么一个人出来全世界的服事。
Is it really that God's kingdom must have me to serve him as a full-time worker?
所以我觉得也许我把自己的价值有点过于高估。
Maybe I have over-evaluated myself.
因此上我就不敢随便来乱动。
So that's the reason I dare not to move too quickly.
到了最近这两年
Until recently in about this in the last 2 years
岁月是不饶人的
The time and tide really wait for no man
除到了头发掉了很多身体慢慢的发胖以外
In addition to falling my hairs and I become choppier and choppier
我觉得手的握力远不如从前了
I feel that my strength is falling less and less
我觉得走路的时候那个腿子的力量也慢慢慢慢的软弱衰败了。
Even when I walk, I feel my strength is giving decaying.
而且在自己静坐的时候常常觉得内脏里头这里又不对了那里又有问题了。
And when I sit in silence, I always feel that all my body feel ache somewhere.
那么我就开始想到这个身体也许不久就要整个的垮掉了。
And then I can feel that maybe someday this physical body will be totally collapsed.
不少比我年轻、比我强壮的人，这样子一下子就这个去世了。
And I see many people as younger and stronger than me, they are gone just like that.
若是我再不尽心的出来侍奉主，恐怕将来到老年的时候不能动的时候。我要后悔。
And if I don't come out and serve the Lord with all my heart, maybe someday if I cannot move, I will be regret.
我的青春，我的最美的年华已经失去了。
I have lost my youth. I have lost the best part of my life.
那么现在在那个衰老还没有来临的时候，我觉得我总应该把一些好的东西奉献给我的神。
And I would like to dedicate myself to the Lord before even it's too old.
否则的话，我将来到神的面前去，我怎么样子能够跟他交代？
If I don't do so, how can I face this Lord when I see him?
一方面，在我工作上头也发生了一些变化。
And on the other hand, there are some changes on my job.
我从前的工作很少要在外面旅行的。
The work I used to involve seldom involved with a out-of-town assignments.
一个月最多一次。
At the most, I would be out of town once a month.
而且时间 我几乎百分之九十几我都可以控制的。
And the duration of the period is also was controllable.
这个周末在外面的时间几乎没有。
I seldom spend the weekends outside of this town.
可是在最近一两年，因为公司里头啊一切的这个行政也有改变。
During the past 2 years, because the changes in administration and the company,
那么在过去两年我出门的时间就相当的多。
I was traveling rather frequently in the past 2 years.
而且在甚至于有的时候在周末也要在外面。
And even I have to spend weekends outside.
而且时间多半我没有办法控制。
And the duration of the assignment that I cannot control.
因为人家有需要就找我去。
Because if somebody else have the need, they will call upon me for help.
同时在过去这么多年来，我常常觉得我的信仰跟我工作有时候发生这个抵触。
And in the past couple of years, I feel the work I was doing and my belief, sometimes they are not so compatible.
一个信神的人，一个这个讲求温柔的人，在这个公益界里头很难立身的。
A person who believes in the Lord, a person who is so tender, he really cannot stand against in this industrial world.
你这个做事这一切这个作风啊，都跟这个公益界的、啊、难以去配合。
Your personality, your style, really not compatible with this industrial world.
我记得我的上司从前一直跟我讲一句话。
I remember my boss always tells me something before.
他说你讲话不要那样子温柔，你不要怕得罪人。
And he said, don't be that tender. Don't be afraid to run against somebody.
他说当人家踩你的脚的时候，你就踩回去。
He said, when somebody step on your toes, you just step him back.
那么我的回答说，我不必要踩回去，我一样的能够达成我需要达到的目的。
I told him back, I said, well, I don't have to step him back on his toe, but then I can still achieve my purpose.
有了好几年，他不能够接受我这样子的说法。
For a couple of years, he cannot agree with me.
慢慢慢慢的，他看出来了。
And gradually, he understand.
他跟我讲，他说你的确有一套。
He said, well, you do have your own way of doing things.
你不跟人家吵架，你不跟人家争吵，你一样的可以达成你的目的。
He said, well, you don't argue with other people, but still you can achieve your own purpose.
他说你没有一次不达成你的目的的。
He said, none of the time that you haven't achieved your purpose.
但是弟兄姊妹们，这种的事情并不能够概括一切的情况。
But brothers and sisters, this kind of situation cannot cover every circumstances.
特别在外面旅行的时候，同工的时候，有许许多多的难处。
Especially when you're traveling outside, there are a lot of difficulties.
他们的行动，他们的这个谈吐，都跟我们没有办法配合。
The way they talk, the way they behave, they really cannot communicate with us.
说老实话，过了这十几年，我实在慢慢慢慢的觉得很厌倦。
And in a matter of fact, that after this some years, I'm really tired of this life.
在从前，神也曾经几次的感动我，要我想到把这个工作放下来。
In the last couple of years, and a couple of times, God really touched my heart and wants me to be a full time to give it to the Lord.
我总是觉得那种明确的证据没有，所以我不敢这样子做。
And I feel that without a very clear evidence, I dare not to step out and do so.
但是我觉得我在主的面前是相当的真实的。
I feel I'm really very honest in front of God.
我在主的面前振振有词，我说神啊，我没有为自己保留，我只要明确的知道，你叫我这样子做，我一定做。
And I can tell God very clearly, say, God, I didn't reserve anything for myself. If you want me to do so, I'll do it for you.
可是慢慢的，主就让我看见了几件事情。
But then God led me to see a couple of things.
第一件事情，他就让我看到了，我自己觉得带责侍奉比全世界的侍奉可能更为有效。
The first, I feel that to be a lay person to serve the Lord may be more effective than a full-time worker.
我觉得在传福音的时候，那些不是传时间的侍奉人，不做传道人的，讲出话出来，人家都听。
I feel that when we preach the gospel, if you are a lay person, usually people hear better than the full-time worker.
我记得我出去讲道，常常有人到我面前来跟我讲这个话。
I remember when I traveling outside and speak to other congregation, somebody talked to me.
哎，朱弟兄啊，那些传道人，他们讲道，我们不要听啊。
I said, well, Brother Chu, those preachers, when they speak, I really don't like to listen.
那是他们的饭碗，他是一定要讲的。
Because that's their job, they have to say that.
像你这样子的人一讲，我们要考虑考虑。
But like you who say that, we have to think about it.
所以我想，假如我把工作放下来，那些考虑考虑人也不听我了。
And if I give up my job, those think about it people will never think about it anymore.
所以我说这个工作不能丢。
I said, well, I cannot give up my job.
但是神在过去这几年让我看到一件事情。
But then God made me see something else.
神说谁听谁不听，还是你来决定呢，还是我来决定。
And God made me see that those who want to consider or not considering, who those who want to listen or not to listening, is that decided myself or by God?
带着职分来侍奉我，或者放下职分来侍奉我，是你做主还是我做主？
To be a lay person to serve the Lord with the job, or give up your job to be a full-time preacher, who will make the decision?
若是你相信神比你更有智慧、更有能力，你就应该说神啊，是应该你做主。
And if you believe God is more powerful and more wisdom than you, you should say, God, you should make the decision.
所以，若是神说放下工作，你就乖乖地放下工作。
So if God say give up your job, then you should give up your job immediately.
你不能跟神去讲道理的。
You cannot argue with God.
第二件事情，神让我看到。
The second thing God make me see.
虽然我在主的面前好像很真实。
Although I feel superficially I'm very honest in front of God.
但是在我心的最深处。却有一些的难处。
But in the most bottom part of my heart, there might have some problem.
有一些信心的难处。
Have a problem of faith.
我一方面讲，我说主啊，只要你要我放下，我就放下。
On one hand, I say, God, if you want me to give up, I will give up.
但是心里头马上就来了，哎。我这个身体的健康这样不行，没有这个健康保险怎么办？
But on the other hand, I said, well, health condition is decaying, but if I don't have the health insurance, what should I do?
现在在这个公司里头做事情，什么事情都给你包下来了。
When you work in the company, that the company takes care of everything.
头一痛，马上去到医生那里去。
And if you have a headache, you go to the doctor right away.
医生看过了以后，单子一签，丢在那里跑掉了。
And then after the doctor treats you, and then he will sign it, and you can go away.
那么没有这个工作，你单子从哪里来？
Without a job, who will pay the bill?
而且这个家里头妻子儿子他们的生活怎么办？
And also, what happened about the wife and the children at home?
吃饭我想不会有问题。
I don't think we have problem in everyday's meals.
要吃得好，要吃得舒服，可能会有问题。
But want to eat better and have a more comfortable way might have some problem.
从我这一方面看起来，从人这方面看起来，假如我再等几年的话，可能更合适。
From human's point of view, if I wait upon a couple of more years, maybe very good.
我离开公司以前去到那个这个人事处去跟他们谈这个离职的一些手续。
Before I left, I went to personnel to talk about the details of my resignation.
那个人呢，就从头到尾都没有这个跟我谈离职手续的事情。
The person didn't talk about any the procedure I have to do about my resignation.
从头到尾在这讲，你若是再过两年，你就如此这般；你若是再过八年，你就如此这般。
And he keep on telling me, if you resign after 2 years, you have this, 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 and after 8 years, you're going to have that.
假如我是你的话，
if I were you,
I'll
wait for 8 more years.
我说你这个意思是很好啊。
I said, you are very kind.
你怎么晓得我能活八年呢？
How the time you know I will live 8 more years?
哦，你这个身体没有问题的。
Oh, your health situation have no problem at all.
我说你可以写包票吗？
I said, can you guarantee?
Oh, nobody can.
Oh, nobody can guarantee.
但是若是神要我们这样子做，那么我们就不能床上抓起来的 到处都是皱纹。
And there are a lot of wrinkles on their shirts.
有的是那个头发也是这个皱皱的乱乱的。
And they didn't comb their hair sometimes.
从手到皮包里去拿钱都抖抖的。
And if you want to pay the bill, you feel awesome in your heart.
将来到了有一天我那样子的话是有点可怜。
If someday I become that way, it's rather pitiful again.
所以神说这些事不是你的问题呢。
But God said, this is not your problem.
是我的问题。
God said, this is your personal problem, and indeed, that's my personal problem.
我个人对一个传道人的看法是这个样子的。
That's my personal viewpoint about a full-time preacher.
我们在美国看到许许多多的传道人，他们的生活，他们的待遇，远比我这做工程师的好过多少倍。
I see that the full-time worker in the North America, their income is a lot less than myself as an engineer.
我从前到一个浸信会去，那里有一个牧师。
I used to go to a Baptist church and the pastor there.
那个牧师的确是弟兄姊妹们所爱戴的。
And that pastor indeed was beloved by the brothers and sisters there.
那里的弟兄姊妹们对他实在是好。
And the brothers and sisters really take good care of him.
每年到了开会的时候就有人提出来我们要这个加薪水给我们的这个牧师。
And every time when there's a meeting, everybody brought up, we want to increase the salary for the pastor.
你有没有想到这个，你有没有看见这个牧师跟他们的这个底下的人讲，我求求你们不要再给我加钱了。
Ever you see that a pastor beseech the congregation, say, please stop increasing my salary anymore.
我就亲耳听见这位牧师跟他们讲，Please don't do it. You have given me too much.
And that's the pastor said.
但是在一个没有这个工作合同的这些传道人呢，我也看见过了。
But also I see a lot of preachers or the full-time workers working without contract.
我就晓得有一些这一类的传道人，他常常写信给我，就是提醒我，哎 ，Cincinnati 有好久没有请我了。
I always see that those people write me letters say, well, Cincinnati didn't invite me to speak for a while.
我接到这些信，我心里都很难过。
And when I receive this type of letter, my heart is felt really misery.
我知道那个需要在那个地方。
I know the need is there.
我觉得我要是出来侍奉神，我就必须要不是另外换一个职位。
I feel that if I want to come out and be a full-time worker, I'm not just change a job.
我出来，我的老板就是神。
And when I come out, the boss is God himself.
没有人付我的薪水。
And nobody pays my salary.
只有神把饭放在我的桌上。
And only God himself plays my meal.
因此上我对这个全时间的服侍，我有一个不同的，对着与这个其许多的人有不同的看法。
So consequently, I have a different viewpoint with some other people about a full-time work.
我觉得一个全时间服侍的人要像戴德森那样子的服侍。
I feel the full-time servant should be like Hudson Taylor.
你有需要不要去跟人说。
Your needs never talk to people.
你跑到神的面前去跪下来就说，神啊，你知道我明天没有米了。
You kneel down before the Lord and say, Lord, I don't have anything to eat tomorrow.
神啊，你知道我的孩子生病了。
Lord, you know that my son is sick.
George Mueller 一辈子没有跟人家讲过他要多少钱或者有什么需要。
George Mueller, he never talked to anybody in his life talk about the needs.
神从来没有让他缺乏过。
But God never made him short of anything.
神给我的 这一个意念就是我若是要放下工作，这就是我要学的榜样。
And God gave me the mind that if I want to give up my job, this is the lesson and this is the example for me.
所以全时间的侍奉不仅仅是一个时间多少或者有无职业的问题。
So to become a full-time servant is not how much I serve the Lord about in my time or what kind of job I'm going to hold.
而是你把工作放下来以后，你对于神就必须要全心的信靠。
But it is because after you give up your job, you become the full-time, you have to look up this Lord wholeheartedly.
因此上，这份工作就相当的重要了。
And in that way, the job seems very important.
因此上，这份工作就不敢轻易的放下。
And the job cannot be easily to give up.
神说，你是不是这些问题是不是都是你的问题啊？
God said, told to me that is that all your problem?
这是我的问题。
Indeed, those are my problems.
那么我就跟神讲，神啊，你既然感动了我，要我把这个工作放下来。
I pray to the Lord, say, God, if you, since you touch my heart and want me to give up the job, become a full-time worker,
请你可怜我，你像对基甸一样的给我一些的这个证据好不好？
Please be pity on me and like Gideon, you give him some proof.
我说假如我这一次出去传福音有12个人举手，我就晓得这是你的这个意思了。
And this time I went out to preach the gospel, if there's a 12 people believed in the Lord, I know that this is your will.
要是有一个人他生了重病，医生都觉得没有救了，我说神啊，你让这个人好了，我就晓得你是真正要我出来了。
Or if somebody else is sick and very badly and even the doctor say it's hopeless, if I pray that he will be healed, and then I know that this is your will.
而且我跟神讲得很漂亮。
And I talk to the Lord rather beautifully.
我说神啊，不是为我，为你啊。
I said, not for me, it's for you.
因为我假如出来然后又这个改变我的意思啊，我的名受羞辱不要紧，不能让你的名受羞辱。
And I said, if I change my mind later after I become a full-time servant, it's you that whose name was ashamed.
我在做这样子的祷告有2年。
I've been praying for that like that for 2 years.
神一个证据都没有给我。
And God didn't give me even one proof at all.
但是很奇妙的，神给了我一个东西。
But very amazingly, God gave me one thing.
就是总是把这个意念在我的心里面那样很明显的不断的在那里向我显明。
And the heart, the feeling keep on increasing and increasing and revealing in my heart.
而且也把马太福音里的几节圣经常常的在我的脑子里头跟他这个显露出来。
And the couple of Bible verses in the book of Matthew keep on revealing in my mind.
我读给大家听。
I'd like to read to you
马太福音第十章
Book of Matthew chapter 10
37节跟38节
37 and 38。
爱父母过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，爱儿女过于爱我的不配做我的门徒，不背着他的十字架跟从我的也不配做我的门徒。
He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And he who loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. And he who does not take his cross and follow after me is not worthy of me.
再请大家翻到第六章。
Let's turn to chapter 6.
31节跟32节。
31 and 32.
所以不要忧虑说吃什么、喝什么、穿什么，这都是外邦人所求的。你们需用的这一切东西，你们的天父是知道的。你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们了。
Do not be anxious then, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we clothe ourselves? For all of these things are Gentiles eagerly seeking. For your heavenly Father knows what you need for all those things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you.
一方面又让我常常想到刚才我读的那个哥林多后书的那几节经文。
And also I think about the Bible verse we just read, the 2 Corinthians chapter 11.
这个就解决了我信心跟我信心的问题。
And this solved the problem of my faith.
他解决了我自尊心的问题。
And he solved the problem of my self-dignity.
他让我想起了加拉太书第加拉太书第二章第二十节。
He reminds me of Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
我与基督已经同钉十字架，现在活着的不再是我，乃是基督。
I have crucified on the cross with Christ, and now that living is not me, it's Christ himself.
你在主耶稣基督里的已经是死了的人，你的自尊在什么地方？
And in Christ you are a dead man. Where is your self-dignity?
你的自尊是不必要的。
It's not necessary for you to have self-dignity.
已经死了的人有什么自尊可言的？
A dead man, where is the dead man's dignity at all?
很奇妙的，在上一个月我讲到这个崇拜的事情。
Amazingly, the last month I talked about the worship.
神又让我看到一件事情。
And God, once again, he made me see one thing.
弟兄姊妹还记得不记得我讲罗马书十二章第一节。
And brother, sister, do you remember I talk about book of Romans chapter 12 verse 1?
保罗说是我以上帝的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的，或者说你们如此崇拜乃是理所当然的。
And here Paul says he beseeched by the mercy of God to present ourselves as a living and holy sacrifice is acceptable to God, and our spiritual service of worship is acceptable. Worship.
圣经里的让我们看到许许多多神的工人是神呼召出来的。
And the Bible let us see a lot of workers of God is God call themselves.
特别是那些使徒们。
Especially the apostles.
但是也有另外的一等人出来侍奉神，不是神所召的。
But there's also some other people come out to serve the Lord is not called by God.
是他自己为着神的爱所感动，心甘情愿奉献出来的。
It's he himself, but touched by the love of God, he willingly to give up himself.
撒母耳不是神呼召他出来的。
The prophet of Samuel is not called by God.
他没有生出来的时候，他妈妈就求，求了等他生出来，他妈妈把他奉献给神。
And rather his mother before his birth, his mother requests God will dedicate his son Samuel to him.
我想撒母耳长大了以后，他也了解母亲的心意，他也同意母亲的奉献。
I believe that when Samuel grew up, he understand her mother's heart and he agreed with her mother's heart.So he dedicated himself.
我觉得今天神的儿女里头应该有不少为着神的爱所感动，愿意把自己奉献出来作为活祭的。
I believe that today, by God's grace, there should have a lot of brothers and sisters was touched by God's love and willing to give themselves as a living sacrifice.
难不成神的恩典不够你用？
Is that true that God's grace is not sufficient?
你有什么证据要来找？
What is the proof you're looking for?
所以神没有给我的证据，我已经得到了证据。
But God, though on one hand God did not give me a proof, but on the other hand I have the proof.
神的爱不够真实吗？
Isn't that truth for God's love?
神的爱不值得你奉献吗？
Is God's love not worthy of your dedication?
所以我不再跟神来要他跟我给我证据。
So I stop requesting for any proof anymore.
我也不再自己在这说我在等神呼召我。
And I stop waiting there for God's calling.
所以我在今年一月的时候我就跟我的妻子讲，我说你怎么样，你是不是也跟我同意了？
And last January I talked to my wife, said how about you, do you have the same heart with me?
她说出来全时间侍奉神我是愿意的，但看到你这个样子我不愿意。
She said to come out and serve the Lord is okay, but the way you look, the way I don't agree with the way you act.
我从你的身上看不到 一个完全顺服一个完全圣洁的生活。
From you, I cannot see 100% total submissive and total holy life.
弟兄姊妹们，神给了我一个多种的兴趣。
Brother, sister, God have given me a very versatile interest.
你晓得不晓得，这个世上我不感兴趣的东西不太多。
You know that I really interested in a lot of things.
特别在美国，美国人有兴趣的我都有兴趣。
Especially in the United States, those Americans that interested, I'm also interested.
你讲到运动，讲到政治，讲到一切的享乐，我都感兴趣。
Talk about sports, talk about politics, talk about a lot of comfortables and I'm interested in.
你讲到吃，讲到穿，我都感兴趣。
Eating clothing.
你讲到车子，我也很感兴趣。
And cars.
房子我也感兴趣。
Houses.
我觉得若是神，他真正的感动了我，他能够在一个对一切都感兴趣的人身上显出他的大能出来。
I feel if God is really mercy on me and he will reveal his power on myself as a person interested in a lot of things.
到了有一天他会感动我把其他一切统统的丢掉。
And one day he will touch my heart to throw away everything.
为着神的缘故。
Just for the sake of the Lord.
他已经做了。
And he did that already.
但是我也不怪我的太太他的看法。
And I'm not criticized about the viewpoint of my wife.
我说但是你可以等，因为他没有感动你。
I said you can wait because he didn't touch your heart.
但是我不能等。
I cannot wait anymore.
不过既然我们是夫妻，我有责任要给你一段时间的祷告。
But since we're husband and wife, I feel I'm obligated to give you some time to pray and think about it.
我很慷慨，我给你半年的时间。
I'm very generous. I give you 6 months time.
那在这个半年时间里呢，他就每天挑我的错。
And during that 6 months, every time she find fault with me.
他说看你这个样子，我哪里还敢就是跟着你跑啊。
Look at that. How can I dare to be serving the Lord with you?
但是我心里的就是在讲，到了那一天，神要显大能。
But in my heart, I said, on that day, God will reveal his power.
到了那一天，神要把我其他的兴趣统统给拿掉。
And that day, God will take away all my interest.
其他的事情都不再对我有什么重要了。
And everything else cannot be of any attraction to me.
他说我愿意相信你。
She said, I'm willing to believe you.
我说请你等到九月份好不好。
She said, let's wait until September.
他说为什么要等到那一天呢。
And she said, why September?
我说假如没有个一天，你怎么能够看到那个不同的改变。
I said if not a specific day, how come you can see a totally change?
就我们在过去这几个月里的，我必须要说我们家庭里的不是活到全然的和气和融全。
So I have to be very honest with you, during the last couple of months in our family life is not totally harmonious.
但我知道多半都是我的问题。
But I know Moses is my problem.
但是我也知道我在神的面前我一点都没有改变我对神的应许。
But I know that I haven't changed my promise to our Lord a bit.
感谢赞美主，我的两个儿子他们也愿意支持我们。
I praise and thank the Lord that my two sons they are willing to support my proposal.
弟兄姊妹们，我也常常的想起哥林多前书第四章那些讲到神的仆人那些可怜的光景。
And brother, sister, I always also think about the 1 Corinthians chapter 4, the servant of the Lord, their pitiful situation.
上次我们也读，我想这一次读读吧。
Let's read it this time.
我想弟兄姊妹们也应该要看看这些诗诗这个圣经节。
I feel that brother sister also should be aware of those Bible verses.
哥林多前书第四章
Chapter 4 of 1 Corinthians
第九节到第十三节
Verse 9-13.
这是保罗讲到使徒在人面前的光景。
Let's talk about Apostle Paul talk about their condition before worldly people.
我想上帝把我们使徒明明列在幕后，好像定死罪的囚犯，因为我们成了一台戏给世人和天使观看。
For I think God hath exhibited us as apostles last of all, as men condemned to death, because we have become a spectacle to the world, both to the angels and to men.
我们为基督的缘故算是愚拙的，你们在基督里倒是聪明的。我们软弱，你们倒强壮；你们有荣耀，我们倒被藐视。
We are fools for Christ's sake, but you are prudent in Christ. We are weak, but you are strong. You are distinguished, but we are without honor.
直到如今，我们还是又饥又渴，又赤身露体，又挨打，又没有一定的住处。
To this present hour that we are both hungry and thirsty, we are poor clothed and are roughly treated, and we are homeless.
并且劳苦亲手做工，被人咒骂，我们就祝福；被人逼迫，我们就忍受。
And we toil working with our own hands. When we are reviled, we are blessed. When we are persecuted, we endure.
被人毁谤，我们就善劝，直到如今人还把我们看作世界上的污秽，万物中的渣滓。
When we are slandered, we try to conciliate. When we have become as we a scum of the world, the dregs of all things, even until now.
我相信这只是我自己的过滤。
I believe that this is my over consideration.
第一，我在神的面前也值不得人家这样子的毁谤，这样子的给我苦痛。
I feel that I'm not even worth of all the persecutions or all the blames.
我怎么能够跟保罗他们去相比？
How can we compare ourselves with the Apostle Paul?
而且现代的时代也的确是改变。
But also in today's world is changed also.
不过在当时我的心境里头，我也想到做一个传道人是一个怎么样子在人心目中的一个地位。
But I know at that time when I want to think about becoming a full-time servant, I also have think about this, what kind of status and position I have in the worldly people.
我是的确很需要主的恩典，很需要弟兄姊妹们的祷告在托住我们。
And indeed, we need a lot of grace from the Lord and a lot of supplication from brothers and sisters.
我也谢谢主，依然跟孩子们，他们都愿意跟我一同走这样子的路。
And I praise the Lord that my wife Elaine and my two children, my two boys, they are willing to walk this way with me.
昨天是第一天，我全时间出来侍奉主。
Yesterday is the first day as a full-time servant for the Lord.
我的经历是，跟我当初第一天到公司里去做工啊，的心情很相似。
My experience is similar to when I get off and work for the company.
一方面很紧张，觉得很有压力。
On one hand, I feel nervous and a lot of pressure.
我现在在人事上没有老板。
In the world, in this world, I have no boss.
但是我现在的这个老板，他比所有的世人都看得更真。
But my boss here today even can observe more detail, more honestly than anybody in the world.
我不要说身体的偷懒，我心里的一动要想偷懒，他就知道了。
Not only I try to be lazy myself, even my heart have this motivation, God already know.
幸亏感谢赞美主，他也是忍耐很大，爱心很大的。
And praise the Lord that he is very patient.
一方面我也心里的充满了各种的盼望。
And on one hand also, my heart is full of hope.
我觉得今后主要让我看到许许多多他的信实，是我从前所没有机会看到的。
And I'm going to experience a lot of faithfulness from the Lord that I cannot experience before.
我是在心里头很充满了盼望，充满了喜乐。我要请弟兄姊妹们在祷告里头纪念我。
And my heart indeed is full of hope and joy, and I would like you, all of you, to pray and remember me.
我觉得主要我在此地有两三年的时间，要好好的在这边服侍他。
I feel led by the Spirit that I'm going to have about 2 to 3 years' time here, and I'd like to serve Him fervently.
我第一件事情就是我要好好的亲近主，好好的读主的话。
And the first thing I would like to draw closer to Him and read His words.
主没有给我太多的时间，我可以再去到神学院里去，到这个圣经书院去进修。
God didn't give me enough time so that I can go to Bible college to study.
我必须要进这个书城班。
I have to go to an instant class.
那我这个书城班就是我的书房。
And the instant class is my book room.
而且我必须要在主的面前付上祷告的代价。
And I have to pay the price of prayers.
所以我大部分的时间要花在这些上面。
So most of my time will be dedicated in these two things.
另外，我要在探访上要花一些的时间。
And then I would like to spend some time in visitation.
假如弟兄姊妹跟朋友们，你在灵命上有什么需要的话，请你给我的机会能够服侍你。
And brother and sister, if you feel you need some help in the spiritual life, please give me the opportunity to serve you.
我就是希望靠着主的恩典，我们能够在一起侍奉主，能够让主的名在这个地方被高举起来。
And through the grace of the Lord that we can praise Him and we can serve Him together here.
Mary, 不久，若是主施恩典，也要回到我们中间。
If God allows that Mary will return to us in a very short while,
我相信主不会让一些人把工作放下来，而来让他就这样子在坐在那里的浪费他的时光。
I don't believe that God will call out people to serve Him, but then waste His time.
我相信主要在这个地方，要在我们的同胞里面，要拯救一些人。
I believe that God will perform a salvation here and save our people here.
要让他的儿女在这个地方得到一些的喂养跟保护。
And God will feed His children and protect His children here.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们实在算不了什么。
Lord, we are worth for nothing.
我们感谢你，只要是我们心甘情愿的奉献，都是蒙你悦纳的。
Lord, we thank you as long as we are willing to give, and that will be pleasing you.
就是求主你的恩典大大的浇灌在你孩子的身上。
We pray that your grace can be showered upon every one of us here.
为着你名，为着你国的缘故，好叫这个孩子不要羞辱你的名。
And for the sake of your kingdom and your name, that you help this child not ashamed your name.
也求主祝福我们这个教会。
We pray for your blessing also for this church.
让我们更爱你，更亲近你。
That we can even love you more and draw closer to you.
也更愿意向你奉献。
And more willing to dedicate to you.
把我们的人，把我们的一切都奉献给你。
Give our person totally to you.
我们这样的祈求祷告感谢靠耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray and give thanks in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
对不起，今天时间用的多一点。